This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Donato Tramuto, who is CEO of Tivity Health. How are you, Donato?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, and great in part because we're speaking with you, and this is really interesting, the background. So, Donato, you have 49 companies you bought and sold. We'll talk about that. You've a great book, which we'll talk about as well, called Bulldozer Moments. And you recently acquired Nutrisystems, which everyone knows that brand, as well as in your business core is Silver Sneakers, and that's in about 18,000 gyms for senior citizens. But before we talk healthcare, I want to start with your background, because I think that sets the scene, your unique upbringing, for how you think about healthcare.
Sure. Well, listen, I think that the only way you can understand healthcare is if you've experienced some of the challenges as a patient. So my story is very unique. I lost my hearing at age 8. And for nearly 8 years, I had very limited hearing and had nearly 7 surgeries, had a botched-up surgery, and I really experienced the pain of loneliness that is so associated with a hearing loss. I think it also provided an enormous amount of motivation for me. I think that's why today, I don't know, when somebody tells me it can't be done, I just will not accept it. I think that the tenacity, the resilience that I acquired during those years with no hearing loss, and my commitment to wanting to make the healthcare system a much more easier way to navigate through it, as well as how do you empower the consumer? How do you empower the patient to be more involved with their health and not just get involved with their sick care? Was really the basis of how I think I formulated my commitment to healthcare as well as my commitment to business.
And in full disclosure, when you were in high school, you were actually voted, believe it or not, they had an award for the someone most likely not to succeed. Is that correct?
Well, many of them will deny it, but certainly I do remember it. You know, whether or not it was a formal rating is yet to be kind of validated. But yes, you know, I was believed, I was looked upon as the one that would probably not make it professionally. And it was a very tough time. I think that's why I have so much compassion in terms of how I lead. And that's the other thing that I think is very unique about when you add some form of adversity in your life. I have, in many respects, led my businesses with compassion. My colleagues have indicated that compassionate leadership is weak leadership. It's not weak leadership. Compassionate leadership is about understanding the worth of every single person in the company and the commitment that you have and the responsibility to pull the full potential out of that individual. And that's what happened with me. I was fortunate to have loving parents who believed that I could become successful if, in fact, they provided me with the tools to overcome this significant challenge in my life.
So let's talk about compassionate leadership. And there was this, it's almost like business folklore, what you did when you were managing or leading two companies. One was successful, profitable, one was not. Talk about how you use that compassionate leadership in that situation.
Absolutely. You know, compassionate leadership is not about being nice. You should, you know, conduct that type of behavior every single day. But compassionate leadership is influential leadership. When I became the CEO of Tivity Health at that time in 2015, it was known as HealthWays, I was chairman of the board, and we had nearly 3,000 employees. Do you know that I had had about 2,000 one-on-ones with the employee population before I started to make decisions about the company? I went out and listened to the employees. not going to make a very fast decision. Even though running a public company, there are so many people in the, you know, public markets that wanted to know, what are you going to do with the company? And I said, I'm not going to make any fast decisions. I'm going to really understand what are the challenges for the perspective from the employees and the colleagues. And that 6 months of taking the time and using compassionate leadership, understanding what the challenges were, understanding where the opportunities, understanding where we could win and where we could lose, allowed me to do something very creative. At that time, we had two divisions. One was making money, and the other was losing a lot of money. Well, I was born at night, but not last night. Those two coming together meant that we were not profitable. Now, I could have shut down the division that wasn't making any money, but that would have been a very challenging decision for the organization. Nearly 2,000 employees would have been unemployed. Our customers would have probably have been upset that we didn't stay the course. And so we came up with this novel idea. Nobody wanted to buy that division because it wasn't making money. But what if we could provide a payment to a company that wanted the employees, wanted the customers, and could take the tools that we had and integrate it with what they had? What if we paid that company to take the business? And that's exactly what we did. And it was a novel thinking outside the box, but it was fueled by compassionate leadership. What really haunted me more is that I did not want to put 2,000 employees on the street. And sure enough, all those employees transitioned over to the company that we had paid to take the business, and they integrated all of their products with the products that we had. And I'm on their board today, and they have been able to turn that company around and make it successful. So that's compassionate leadership. So many times we practice reactive leadership. We're trying to make the decision, and we do it, you know, too fast, and then you go around with a pooper scooper. Compassionate leadership is a much more thoughtful, innovative, and influential leadership style.
I like it. It's a true game changer, and I've never heard a story like that, by the way, before of selling the company like that, or not selling the company. So now let's talk.
Imagine going to your.
That's what I was just thinking. How do you go to your board?
But you know, that's the other part that is so unique. One of the component pieces of compassionate leadership is recognizing the higher your collaborative IQ, the more you can get done. And what I had done for almost a year, and I had been chairman of the board, so I had a little bit of advantage, but I had worked with every single board member. Whenever we have a board meeting, I meet with our board members at least for an hour, hour and a half. I help them understand what the challenges are in the business. So rather than call a board meeting and begin to socialize the concept, I had worked with every board member to at least get them to understand what we were faced with. And so compassionate leadership is about collaborative leadership as well. And I think if you can practice both of them, you can come up with novel ideas and be able to influence an entire board to understand what the desired outcome is. But I'll tell you, that wasn't easy because they had put nearly $1 billion of investment in the business that we were now going to pay someone to take it and not even sell it for $1. So that was a tough challenge. But, you know, part of the loss of my hearing, part of being voted the most likely not to succeed, and that's why I titled my book, you know, Life's Bulldozer Moments, because you get bulldozed, you get knocked down. What makes the difference is how do you get back up and move forward.
You've about 2 minutes before break. You started a non-for-profit, Healthy Villages. Talk about what that is.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to go back to compassionate leadership. When you're a compassionate leader, you are constantly curious as to what's happening in your company, what's happening, you know, in your purview of professional interest. In 2010, I was traveling to Italy to deliver a keynote address in Tuscany, and I came across this article that basically indicated that in our lifetime, 1 billion people will go to their graves prematurely because they did not have access to a healthcare worker. 6 million are children who will die each year because they don't have access to clean water, medicine, or a healthcare worker. I was absolutely appalled to think that 15% of the world is doomed because of their zip code. And so I could have either have sat back and, you know, that's an interesting statistic. I didn't do that. I launched Healthy Villages, which today is a global nonprofit organization providing technology to address this issue in emerging countries. And even here in the United States, we have programs in the United States to help people get access to health care through technology. And we have lowered infant, maternal, and pediatric mortality by bringing technology and empowering people to deliver that technology. That's Healthy Villages.
I got to tell you, everyone listening in, you're listening not just to an American hero, but to a global societal hero. If anyone does want to go to Tivity Health before we take the break, what is the website?
www.tivityhealth.com.
TIVITY health.com. Okay, Donato, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of healthcare as well as silver sneakers and what you're doing with Nutrisystem. Back in a moment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Donato Tramuto, who is the CEO of Tivity Health, and of your 49 acquisitions, and the 49th was actually getting Nutrisystems. Talk about what your vision for the future of healthcare in America is and why Nutrisystems fit into your model.
Absolutely. You know, for many decades, and it still continues here today, that healthcare, you know, has been pretty much reactive. And when somebody gets sick, all of the attention is faced and placed on that individual, and it has not helped to reduce the cost in healthcare, nor has it helped to increase the quality. And what we are doing, and I think you need to understand Tivity Health in terms of what it offers, Silver Sneakers is the signature program in providing physical fitness to seniors. When I became CEO in 2015, I went out and I have met now with nearly 10,000 of our seniors. We have about 16.
Wait. You met with 10,000 of your seniors? I know you met with 2,000 employees, but 10,000 seniors, it's incredible. I've never heard of anyone do that.
Listen, my favorite philosopher, Yogi Berra, once said, you don't want to make the wrong mistake. And the only way, you know, the only way you can understand what you are providing to your customers and to your members is that you really have to go out and meet with them. And I was very insistent that that be done. And so when I went out and I met with these seniors, now we have almost 16 million who are eligible. So, you know, 10,000 versus 16 million, I'm not necessarily, you know, impressed with what I have done. I wish I could meet with everyone. But what I did learn out of the 10,000 that I had met is that the physical fitness program, I'm going to give you a little bit of a secret. Silver Sneakers as a physical fitness program, the seniors are not in the gym bench pressing 150 pounds. What I learned is that they are there because of the social connections. They are there because they're wanting to meet other seniors, and they're wanting to get connected with other people. And that was a wake-up call. And so what I learned is that our program is not only addressing inactivity, but it's addressing social isolation. But I also learned something else. If you are a senior and you're living in rural America and you've designated yourself as being lonely, you are also food insecure. You're not eating correctly, or you can't afford to buy food. And that's where Nutrisystem came in. Nutrisystem, we're going to continue to provide weight management programs, but we introduced a new brand last November called Wisely Well. Wisely Well will be providing nutritional programs for the senior population using Nutrisystem's science, infrastructure, and their product development. We'll be extracting the best in Nutrisystem and bringing it to Wisely Well. And so the future of healthcare for me is, how do you address the social determinants of health? How do you move money out of the sick bucket and start putting it into the health bucket? And the health bucket are those non-essential medical areas that can really help to address the holistic care of an individual. And that's the vision of Tivity Health. And I think that's the vision of where healthcare has to go.
Let's go back to this word loneliness. You once told me it's something like the toxicity has to do with how smoking some cigarettes. There's a measurement in there. What was that?
Yeah, and actually it's not our measurement. It was actually ARP did a study and basically indicated that the toxic effects of someone being alone or isolated is equivalent to the smoking of 15 cigarettes a day. So you don't even have to smoke anymore to, you know, feel the toxic effects that a smoking environment would provide.
That is remarkable. What would you say the future is? of silver sneakers, how that's changing, of Nutrisystems. What is the America that you look to? And I know you want an America with more compassionate leaders, that's for sure.
Well, let me say this to you. I think that healthcare has to go retail. And I think that, last September, I had a health scare. I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. Now, I have been an executive in healthcare for 40 years, and I have access to all aspects of healthcare professionals and institutions. And I'm going to tell you, it was difficult to navigate the healthcare system. And we've made it difficult. We haven't empowered the patient. We've made it very, very difficult. The incentives are not aligned correctly. And so when you start to see what Walmart is doing, you know, Walmart has opened up their first health center, and how they are integrating the entire healthcare system to make it easier and to make it more retail and to ensure that you're not having the consumer, and we call them patients, but they're consumers. That the consumer shouldn't have to run over here to pick up their prescription and go over here and take their lab test and have to wait 2 weeks, you know, to get the lab results, or before they even have a diagnosis of diabetes, why are we not addressing the underlying issues of they may not be eating correctly, there may be obesity, and so we've got to look at healthcare as more retail, and the primary care doctor has to be at the center of that equation. So that is happening now. You're seeing it with a lot of retail outlets who are starting now to get into healthcare and making it much more easier for individuals to navigate the system. And Tivity will play a part of that. Tivity, you know, has started a partnership with Walmart so that we can help them bring the nutritional, the physical fitness, and address loneliness into their whole health holistic offering.
That is so exciting. So I want to end. We have about 2 minutes left. And you had once told me the concept there is no spreadsheets for culture. Explain that and anything that people could learn from you about leadership and about overcoming challenges.
Yes. Listen, I write about this in my book. I devote an entire chapter. If you don't get the culture right, everything else will fall apart. I think that what we have to do as leaders now is understand, and the sad part is when you mentioned about that deal where I paid the company to take the business away, it's very funny. Wall Street gave me a lot of high fives because the stock went up after I made that decision, but not one person ever asked me about the culture. And that is a very significant error we make. You have to get the culture right. You have to put a soul in the company. And you have to be inspirational enough to want people to come to work every single day. And that's part of compassionate leadership, is recognizing that as the CEO of the company, I'm not the single point of success or failure. And you need to empower your organization so that everybody feels that they are worthy of coming to their respective office every single day. And that's the way I have conducted my leadership. It's culture first and then strategy, as opposed to strategy and then culture.
Donato, you have 30 seconds left. What makes you the man you are today?
I think it's very simple. I have never gotten out of bed thinking that today I'm going to do a great one great thing. If I looked at that as my philosophical venue, I would never get out of bed. I get out of bed recognizing that life and success is about doing little things that have the capacity to drive great change. And I don't look at my life as being extraordinarily successful. What I look at is I have tried to be the catalyst of doing little things that have the capacity to drive great change.
On that inspirational note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you very much. Make it a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, America. America. I'm Robert Brees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Steve Corwin. How are you, Steve?
Great. How about yourself?
I am doing terrific and happy to be with you. New York Presbyterian, as many know, is going to be celebrating its 250th anniversary, has a gloried history, and is one of the top performing hospitals in all of America, and has some unique practices that you're going to learn about to build a tremendous culture as well as a customer experience. So tell me from your vantage point, here we are, about 47,000 associates. Talk about what New York Presbyterian is.
Well, 47,000 employees, 10,000 doctors, a large regional health system, about $9 billion in top-line revenue, a huge number of patients that we serve. New York, of course, is a very densely populated area. A wide swath of patients. 30% of our patients are Medicaid. 50% of our pediatric patients are Medicaid. 50% of our psychiatric patients are Medicaid. So we serve all the communities of New York, which we're very proud of.
And you have some specific practices, and one of those, I was really interested in how you build your culture.
We felt very strongly a number of years ago, probably 5 years ago, that we needed to have a culture of respect, because every employee understands what respect is. And on top of that, a credo that everyone signed on to, what you would do, what you wouldn't do, what you would never do, how one would behave and comport themselves. And as most people are dealing with as CEOs and as leaders of organizations, everyone has been talking about diversity and inclusion. We talk about diversity, inclusion, and belonging. And the belonging became a key part of our strategy around culture. And I'll shamelessly say that a few years ago I was interviewing somebody for a chairmanship position, and we talked about diversity and inclusion. And she said, Steve, it's much more about belonging. And I said, well, explain that. And she said, well, diversity means you're invited to the dance. Inclusion means you're dancing. And belonging means you're dancing your own dance. And so you incorporate that into the culture, that everyone feels that their culture is not only respected, but it's admired, that it's part of the fabric of the institution, that everyone is able to express themselves in a manner that's certainly important to be respectful, but also that they're recognized for who they are. And that led us to develop a program called Dialogues in Diversity. So what does it mean to be a black physician? What does it mean to be an immigrant nurse from the Philippines? What does it mean to be somebody that's part of the LGBTQ community? What does it mean to be transgender? What does it mean to be somebody who is working with a disability? And we generally get a couple of hundred people in a live forum in an auditorium, but we stream these things live, and we usually get between 1,500 and 2,000 people watching the streaming, and then thousands of people after the Dialogues and Diversity session picking this up, because this is part of our infonet, our intraweb. So it's been an enormous success for us, and I think that people then feel, hey, I'm more than a cog in the machine. I'm respected for who I am and what I bring to the table.
And how hard was that to bring into the culture? Did everyone embrace it immediately?
People really did embrace it, Robert. I would say that it really started with, if you're a CEO and you're sitting around the table and everybody looks like you, you've got a problem. And we really believe in diversity in our senior ranks as well as our more junior ranks. And when you get that diversity around the table, somebody comes up with the idea of, hey, let's do these dialogues in diversity. And I think that everyone embraces it, because everyone either knows somebody who's had an issue or can understand what the problems are. So once you start to say, look, you're accepted if you're part of the LGBTQ community. You're accepted if you're transgender. You're accepted if you're a black physician. Then people start to resonate with, this is where I want to work. And it just fosters more diversity and inclusion, because people say, boy, if I have a chance to work at New York Presbyterian, that's where I want to be, because I recognize other people like me, and I don't have to be other than who I am.
And so that's pretty exciting, how you've been able to bring this concept into New York Presbyterian.
Here's a big leap of faith. How does that impact or translate into the patient experience? So now you have diversity and inclusion and belonging, and you have a whole community where everyone is respected for who they are, and they're dancing their own dance. It's a great analogy. What happens with the end patient, with the patient experience?
I firmly believe that if you have committed and certainly people that are happy in the jobs that they do, that it translates to the happiness of the patient, the happiness of the customer, if you will. And I think that anybody who runs something knows something very similar to the following thing. You can have 99 great interactions, and if you have one negative interaction, it clearly affects either the patient in my circumstance or the customer in other people's circumstance. So getting everybody to row the boat in the same direction, having everybody engaged, I think is really critical. And we've seen our engagement scores go up dramatically by virtue of this culture of respect and a culture of belonging.
And it also shows that you understand, you've 10,000 physicians, their mindset. How does that really play out?
Well, I'm a golfer, and I always recall a famous anecdote that Lee Trevino told, which is they said to Lee Trevino, "Do you feel a lot of pressure, Lee, when you get into a major golf tournament?" And he said, "No, pressure is playing for $100 when you have $5 in your pocket." So
I hadn't heard that, but that's great.
So, you know, I understand the pressure that physicians are under. You have that life, that person's life, that family's anxiety in your hands, and that's pressure. Yes, there's always pressure to deliver a bottom line. There's pressure to do well on a survey. There's pressure to get good grades. But real pressure is when you have somebody's life in your hands and you know that they're counting on you to deliver the best possible result.
So let's talk about the full continuum of what you offer, because I think New York Presbyterian has a deeper element that every single offering that you have towards patients across the continuum.
We cannot be who we want to be, which is an admired academic health system, unless we're caring for people across the continuum. Everyone wants to think of an academic medical center as where you get the latest treatment, the most novel treatment, the groundbreaking treatment, something that hasn't been done before. And that's an important part of what we do, but it's not the only part of what we do. We have a profound societal mission. We have a mission that involves making sure that the underserved, that all the communities that we serve are getting great care. And that means it's just as important for us that a four-year-old asthma is treated well than making sure that a heart transplant patient does well. These are all important for us. This commitment to community, commitment to society, I think is absolutely critical for any academic center in the 21st century.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Steve Corwin, who is the CEO of New York Presbyterian. So we're talking about this great organization. What is really at the heart of New York Presbyterian that makes it so special, would you say? You've spoken about your special practices, diversity, inclusion, belonging, your patient experience. What's at the core to you as CEO?
The core of New York Presbyterian are the people that work at New York Presbyterian. And I can't tell you the number of people that go the extra mile, that do the extra thing, that do something absolutely extraordinary. And they do it when nobody's watching. They do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. They do it in a clinic where nobody has seen what they're doing. The level of commitment is extraordinary. But I will tell you, as a CEO, you cannot be false in anything that you utter. You have to be consistent. You need to be somebody that people say, "I can trust what he or she says, and therefore I'm willing to give it my all." We ask people to do above and beyond. I have to do above and beyond for them.
If you could, we have about 30 seconds left, say two or three words or a sentence of your leadership philosophy of how you build this trust. What is that?
I think you need to be authentic, you need to be inclusive, you need to be transparent, and you need to be real.
And on that, anyone who wants to know about New York Presbyterian and look you up across the nation, what is the website?
NYP.org.
There you have it. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the role of hospitals and the future of hospitals. And then we're also going to hear, you mentioned these amazing things that that the staff is doing for patients. Then we're even going to hear a story about one of those amazing ones. So I'm throwing you a curve, but I'm giving you at least a commercial break to get it ready.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Dr. Steve Corwin, and we're talking about New York Presbyterian Hospital as a CEO, about to celebrate its 250th year. Great practices, a unique culture, unique patient experience built on diversity, inclusion, and belonging. So you mentioned how people go behind the scenes and do great things for patients. Give me one example.
I'll give you a perfect example. We had an employee. We give out Employee of the Month awards throughout all of our campuses. We had an employee that was taking care of a patient in one of our clinics. The patient was close to 100 years old. She was being discharged home, and she realized that she did not have the keys to her apartment. We tried to get in touch with all of the relatives, could not reach the relatives, and this employee basically escorted the patient home to make sure she got into her home, had her husband come, who was a locksmith, who was able to unlock the apartment. Wow. Husband was at work. That's what I call caring about a patient.
Yeah, that's what we all hope healthcare could be. But now healthcare is changing because of digital. You know, you and I have spoken in the past about telemedicine. How is that changing the customer experience?
Telemedicine will be ubiquitous because it is a way to deliver care conveniently. One can scale telemedicine, and there are some applications of telemedicine that are just absolutely game changers. And one of them is telepsychiatry. Child and adolescent psychiatrists are at a paucity in this country. The ability of child and adolescent psychiatrists to work on patients with telemedicine enables them to scale. And we know all the problems that we're now seeing in child and adolescent depression, anxiety, etc. So we found it to be a game changer.
What can other businesses learn from a hospital?
I think we can learn from other businesses, and other businesses can learn from us. We learned a while ago that hospitals had to function more like businesses in order to be able to invest themselves. But I think businesses need to function more like hospitals, and they are, in terms of what is the societal mission? How does one become integral to the infrastructure of this country? How do we make sure that we are reducing disparities, whether in wealth, whether in health care, and committing ourselves not only to the bottom line, but to making sure that we're improving the lives of all Americans?
Your background is different because you started as a cardiologist, and actually it was your grandfather on your mother's side that got you into this. Just talk about that a little bit.
Well, my grandfather was a terrific man. He, when I was in fifth grade, which was in the middle 1960s, he was diabetic. He had a heart attack. In those days, when you had a heart attack, you were in the hospital for 10 days. Now you're in the hospital, you can get a stent or an opening of the artery and be home in a day. In those days, when you went home, they told you to smoke less. He subsequently succumbed from a heart attack, a second heart attack, a few weeks after being discharged from the hospital. And it raised my passion for going into medicine and trying to help people. And I was always intrigued with cardiology and was fortunate enough to be able to become a cardiologist.
And an interesting thing happened where you were a doctor first, and then something opened up, which we've spoken about, where you started becoming a business person first, in a sense.
I hope I'm not a business person first. I hope
not a business person first, but a business person second.
Yes,
exactly. Yes.
Well, somebody told me once in my career, just remember, you're a doctor who happens to be a good administrator, not a good administrator who happens to be a doctor. And I've taken that to heart. I think what I can bring to the CEO-ship is, yes, I understand the fundamentals of business. I understand the finances. I understand how a hospital works. But I also can bring to it the understanding of what it's like to take care of a patient at 2 o'clock in the morning with a blood pressure of 60 who's just had a heart attack. And that credibility with the people who care for patients, I think, goes a long way.
In many healthcare systems, there are challenges in communications between nurses, between doctors. It seems that New York Presbyterian has solved this better than the average bear has, where you get the communications going. What has been your experience as CEO of how you build this communication, which ends up where the patient gets what they need?
First of all, you can never be satisfied. You can't over-communicate. You can't be in a situation where you think you've reached the pinnacle because, you know, if you don't think you're climbing uphill, you're soon going downhill. And I think that that's an important thing. We stress communication, and communication starts with respect. If everybody on the team respects everybody else, then things will go well. So we stress huddles. We do tiered huddles during the quarter.
Huddles or what exactly?
The entire team gets together.
Like how many people is that?
Probably 15 or 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the physician, the respiratory therapist, the nurse, the physician assistant, the unit clerk. You know, how are we going to make this, how are we going to do this level of care today? How are we going to function today? What are the things that we're concerned about today? So everybody participates. Everyone's got a voice. Everyone feels they understand the plan. We do that twice a day, morning and evening. That type of communication tool is invaluable. Now, that wasn't my idea. One of our administrators had seen this work at a smaller hospital and said, we ought to try this. And that's the second point I would make is, as a leader, you've got to accept ideas that bubble up that are not necessarily your ideas. You can't feel that you're the smartest person in the room.
And what's your response? How do you get all these ideas coming around? You have 47,000 people. That's a lot of ideas.
We do town halls all the time. I believe in transparency, and I believe getting out and talking to people. And then once people understand that their idea is a valuable idea or that they will be listened to, you can't imagine the potential that it unleashes. You can't imagine the level of creativity that we get.
Okay, so let's now, we're talking with Dr. Steve Corwin, the CEO of New York Presbyterian, one of the leading hospitals, perhaps the leading hospital in America by many standards. And one final bit of advice that you have of how you integrate a really large culture and how that transcends into an exceptional customer experience.
Robert, you're never done fully integrating a health system, but what I would say is you need to be inclusive. Inclusivity makes a big difference. We're rolling out our electronic record across 11 institutions. Our group that's rolling out is called Epic Together. We had representations from every hospital that we have, the two medical schools that we are such close partners with, and that has been a terrific experience. So we went, for example, from 6,000 order sets to 700 order sets. Why? Because everybody had a seat at the table. It was inclusive. Everyone felt that their voice was being heard, and everyone wanted to do the right thing.
And there you have it. Steve, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Robert, thanks so much for having me.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.